I think the big credit goes to the 11 guys who are out there. When you can be efficient in the run game, and Brian's being efficient distributing the ball, it opens different things up. You know, we were able to get some of our play action passes. Brian did a good job with the three-step game, the nakeds. But it all starts with the run game. When you can control the line of scrimmage and run the football and be productive that way, it helps everything. You know, we had preseason changes. You know, week one, everything changed. But, we said when we got to the point where the season started that we wouldn't be as good week one as we were week four. And week four, we need to be better in week five. I do think they're starting to gel together. They're starting to play better as a group. Pass protection was much better this week than it was week one. I think the run game stuff, they did a much better job working as a unit of five and six, seven with the tight ends and the running backs involved. So I have seen improvement that way, and we should continue to see it. He's played very consistent. He's very efficient, moved the offense, done a nice job getting us in and out of the huddle and distributing the ball to the right guy.
How has he changed from what you had him a couple of years ago? I mean, this business guy's changed pretty rapidly. Is he a different player?
He's not a different player. You know, he had a really good year for us in 2014. He was 7-4 as a starter. I think he's a little more confident because he's played more, taking a team, been part of a playoff team. I see his I see his personality coming out a little bit more, but he's just excited to be out there with the guys and helping us, win a game last week. I don't think anyone got a clean hit on him that way, which is unusual for a big back, but he is able to run through arm tackles because he is big, he is strong, he has good feet. The vision definitely helps because, he sees the holes, he makes good cuts, and, I thought that he's done a really good job. And for a big back, sometimes those guys aren't great in the outside zone stuff, and I think that's one of his strengths. A lot of those guys are downhill inside zone runners, and he does a nice job in both schemes.